This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of March 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father is now sustaining you, teaching you, and advising you whilst you are sitting at home. Therefore, continue to take advice at every step, for only then will you claim a high status. Question. In order to be liberated from experiencing punishment, what effort do you have to make over a long period of time? Answer. That of becoming a conqueror of attachment. Let there not be any attachment to anyone. Ask your heart, do I have attachment to anyone? None of your old relationships should be remembered at the end. Settle all your karmic accounts with the power of yoga. Only by doing this can you claim a high status without experiencing punishment. Om Shanti. In front of whom are you now sitting? In front of Bap Dada. You have to say Bap, and you also have to say Dada. Bap, the father, is also sitting in this Dada here in front of you. When you live outside, you have to remember your father, and you also have to write him letters. Whereas here, you are sitting personally in front of him. To whom do you talk? To Bap Dada. These are the two highest authorities. Brahma is corporeal and Shiva is incorporeal. You now know how to meet the Father, the highest on high authority. You are now sitting practically in front of the unlimited Father, whom you also call the purifier. The Father is sustaining and also teaching you children. While sitting at home, you children are given advice on how to interact with your families. If you follow the Father's Srimat, you will become the most elevated humans. You children know that you can claim the highest status by following the directions of the highest on high Father. The highest status in the human world is that of Lakshmi and Narayan. They existed in the past. People go and give salutations to those elevated beings. The main aspect here is purity. Human beings are human beings, but there is a vast difference between the humans who were the masters of that world and the human beings of today. All of these things are only in your intellects. Bharat became like that 5,000 years ago. We were the masters of the world. None of these things are in the intellects of anyone else. Even this one did not know this. He was in total darkness. The Father has now come and explained how Brahma becomes Vishnu and how Vishnu then becomes Brahma. These are very deep, entertaining matters that cannot be understood by anyone else. No one but the Father can teach you this knowledge. It is the incorporeal Father who comes and teaches you. It is not God Sri Krishna who speaks. The Father says, I teach you children and make you happy. Then I go back to my land beyond sound, Nirvana Dham. You children are now becoming Satopritan. There is no expense in this. Simply consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Without spending a penny, you become the masters of the world for 21 births. You still send a little money here, but that too is to create your own fortune. Whatever they put in the treasure store in the previous cycle, they will put the same amount now. They will not put in any more or any less. This knowledge is in your intellects. Therefore, there is nothing to worry about. Without worrying about anything, we are establishing our kingdom in an incognito way. Your intellects have to churn these things. You children have to remain happy, and you also have to become conquerors of attachment. By becoming conquerors of attachment here, you will then become the kings and queens there who had conquered attachment. You know that this old world is now to finish and that you have to return home. Therefore, why should you have any attachment to anything here? When a doctor says of someone who is ill that it is a hopeless case, all attachment to that one then finishes. It is understood that the soul will shed one body and take another. Souls are imperishable. When a soul leaves his body and the body is destroyed, what benefit is there in remembering that one? The Father says, now become conquerors of attachment. Ask your heart, do I have attachment to anyone? If you do, you will definitely remember that one at the end. However, if you conquer attachment now, you will claim that status. You will all enter heaven. That's not a big thing. The big thing is to claim a high status without experiencing punishment. You will not experience punishment if you settle your karmic accounts with the power of yoga. Even your old relationship should not be remembered. Our relationships are now with Brahmins. We will then have relationships with the deities. The relationships of the present time are the highest of all. You now belong to the Father, the ocean of knowledge. All of this knowledge is in your intellects. Previously, you did not know how the world cycle turns. The Father has now explained everything to you. You receive your inheritance from the Father, and this is why you love him. You receive the kingdom of heaven from the Father. This chariot is fixed for him. Bagheera, the lucky chariot, has been remembered in Bharat. The Father only comes in Bharat. The knowledge of the ladder of 84 births is now in the intellects of you children. You now know that you have to go around the cycle of 84 births. No one can be liberated from entering the cycle of 84 births. You know that it takes you a long time to come down the ladder, and that you only have your final birth in which to climb up again. This is why it is said that you become the masters of the three worlds and the knowers of the three aspects of time. Did you know previously that you will become the master of three worlds? You have now found the Father, and he is giving you these teachings. This is why you understand everything. When someone comes to Baba, Baba asks him, have we met before in these same costumes and in this same building? If he says, yes, Baba, we meet every cycle. then it is understood that the teacher has explained very well. You children can now see the trees of heaven in front of you. You are very close to that. People say that the Father is beyond name and form. In that case, where would his children come from? They too would then be beyond name and form. The words they use are totally wrong. This will sit in the intellects of those who understood it a cycle ago. Just look at the types of people that come to the exhibitions. Because of things they have heard from others, some just say that all of this is your imagination. Therefore, you can understand that they do not belong to our clan. There are many types of people. The knowledge of the tree, the drama, and the cycle of 84 births is now in your intellects. You now have to make effort. However, that too happens according to the drama. It is fixed in the drama. It shouldn't be that if it is fixed in the drama for you to make effort, you will make it. No, it's wrong to say that. Those who do not understand the drama accurately are called atheists. They are unable to have love for the Father. By understanding the significance of the drama in the wrong way, you fall. It can then be understood that it is not in your fortune. There will be many types of obstacle. You must not be concerned about them. The Father says, simply listen to all the good things that I tell you. By remembering the Father, you will remain very happy. It is in your intellects that the cycle of 84 births is now coming to an end and that you have to return home. Talk to yourself in this way. No one can return home impure. First of all, the bridegroom is needed, and then there is the wedding procession. The wedding procession of the innocent Lord has been remembered. Everyone will return home number-wise. How would such a crowd of souls return home number-wise? Human beings take up so much space on this earth. They need so much furniture and property, etc. Whereas souls are just points. What does a soul need? Nothing at all. A soul takes up very little space. There is so much difference between this corporeal tree and the incorporeal tree. That is a tree of points of light. The Father makes all of this knowledge sit in your intellects. No one in the whole world but you can listen to these things. The Father now reminds you of your home and your kingdom. By coming to know the Creator, you children also come to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world cycle. You have become theists who also know the three aspects of time. There are no other theists in the whole world. Other studies are limited, whereas this study is unlimited. There you have many teachers to teach you, whereas here there is only the one wonderful teacher to teach you. He is the Father, the teacher, and the Guru. He is the teacher of the whole world, but not everyone studies this. If everyone were to know the Father, so many would come running to see Babdada. The Father has entered the great-great-grandfather Adam. If everyone heard this, they would all come running here. The Father will be revealed when the war begins. No one will be able to come at that time. You know that all the many religions have to be destroyed. At first there was only Barat and no other lands. The things of the path of devotion are now in your intellects, because your intellects are not able to forget all of that. Whilst remembering all of that, you have the knowledge that the path of devotion has ended and that you now have to return home. We are not going to remain in this world. You should have the happiness that you are about to return home. You children have been told that you are now in your stage of retirement. You spend tuppence in establishing the kingdom. Even in that, you do exactly as you did a cycle ago. You are the same ones from the previous cycle. You say, Baba, you too are the same one of a cycle ago. We study with Baba every cycle. We have to follow Srimat and become elevated. These things will not be in the intellect of anyone else. You have the happiness that you are establishing your kingdom by following Srimat. The Father says, simply become pure. When you become pure, the whole world becomes pure. Everyone will return home. Why should we be concerned about anything else, such as how punishment would be experienced or what will happen? What is that to us? We just have to be concerned about making effort for ourselves. Why should we be concerned about the aspects of other religions? We belong to the original eternal deity religion. Although this land has been named Hindustan, its real name is Bharat. Hinduism is not a religion. Even though we write that we belong to the deity religion, they still put us down as Hindus, because they do not know when the deity religion existed. No one understands this. There are now many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and so we have become a family, a home. Brahma is the father of the people. He is the great-great-grandfather of everyone. First of all, you become Brahmins, and you then pass through the clans. This is your college or university and hospital. It is sung, when the Satguru gives the ointment of knowledge, all the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. The power of yoga makes you ever healthy and ever wealthy. People have nature cures. Now that you souls are being cured, your bodies too will be cured. This is a spiritual nature cure. You receive health, wealth and happiness for 21 births. Write the name at the top, spiritual nature cure. There is nothing wrong in writing down the methods to make human beings pure. It is souls who have become impure, and this is why they call out. Souls were at first pure and satapratan. Then they became impure. How can they become pure again? God speaks, man above, remember me and I guarantee that you will become pure. Baba gives you so many ways to do this. Put up such a board. No one has as yet put up such a board. There are the main pictures. When someone comes inside, tell him, You are a soul, a resident of the supreme abode. You have received those organs here in order to play your part. Your body is perishable. Remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved. At present, you are an impure soul. Become pure, and you will then be able to return home. It is very easy to explain this. Those who came a cycle ago will come and become flowers again. There is no question of being afraid. You are writing good things. Those gurus give mantras. The Father also gives you the mantra, Man, Man Above, and explains the secrets of the Creator and creation. Whilst living in your household, simply remember the Father. Give the introduction of the Father to others and also become a lighthouse. In order to become soul conscious, you children have to make a lot of incognito effort. The Father knows that He is teaching souls. You children have to make effort to remain soul conscious in the same way. You don't have to chant Shiva, Shiva. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, because there is a great burden of sins on your heads. Only by having this remembrance will you become pure. Those who claimed this inheritance in a previous cycle will claim it again at their own time. There can't be any change in this. The main thing is to be soul conscious and to remember the Father, so that Maya cannot slap you. When you become body conscious, you perform one sinful act or another, and you then accumulate 100-fold sin. It has taken you 84 births to come down the ladder, and there is now only this one birth for your stage to ascend. Baba has come, and so lifts have been invented now. Previously you held your back and climbed up. Easy lifts have now been invented. Here too you have a lift that takes you into liberation and liberation in life in a second. While reaching a life of bondage, you have passed through 5,000 years and taken 84 births. It only takes one birth to go into a life of liberation. It is so easy. Those who come after you will be able to climb fast. They will understand that the Father has come to give back the things that have been lost. Therefore, they would surely follow His directions. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Without worrying about anything, establish your incognito kingdom on the basis of Srimat. Do not be concerned about obstacles. Let it remain in your intellect that those who helped in the previous cycle will definitely do so again. Do not worry about anything. 2. Constantly have the happiness that this is now your stage of retirement and that you are to return home. Make very good incognito effort to become soul conscious. do not perform any sinful act. Blessing. May your intellects have full faith and calm down any fearsome problem. Just as you have faith in the Father, in the same way, have full faith in yourself and also in the drama. If any weak thoughts arise in you yourself, they will create sanskars of weakness. Therefore, do not let germs of any weakness of wasteful thoughts enter you. At the same time, experience benefit in whatever scenes of the drama you see, even scenes of upheaval. Even if the atmosphere is one that shakes you, even if the problems are fearsome, become constantly victorious by your intellect having full faith, and the fearsome problems will then calm down. Slogan: those who love the Father and service receive love from the family automatically. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Just as the belief of all the different religions is that God is one, in the same way, when the sound spreads that there is just one true knowledge of God, that is, there is just the one path, then the wandering of souls to the many types of small supports will end. People now think that this too is one of the paths, that it is a good path. However, ultimately there is only the one introduction of the one Father, and only the one path. Spread the wave of this introduction of the truth and the power of this true knowledge, and all souls will then be able to take support under the flag of revelation. Om Shanti.